Good morning, everyone. This is Graham, and we're reading from Mark chapter 12, verses 13 to 17. Later, they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words. They came to him and said, "Teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay the poll tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we?" But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. "Why are you trying to trap me?" he asked. "Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." They brought the coin and he asked them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then Jesus said to him, "Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's." And they were amazed at him. Now, Jesus has just told the parable of the vineyard against the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders, the religious authorities of his day. And in that parable, he's rebuking them for the way they have persistently refused to give glory to God. And so these men, the religious establishment, are trying to trap Jesus, trying to catch him in his words, trying to trick him into saying something which will get him arrested. And they sent to him some Pharisees to pounce on Jesus if he says anything against the Old Testament law, and some Herodians to pounce on him if he says anything against King Herod and Roman rule. And they bait the hook with a big dollop of flattery. "Oh, teacher, you're a man of integrity. You're not swayed by people. You teach the way of God truthfully." And then comes the hook. They ask, "Is it right to pay the poll tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we?" Now, if Jesus answers no, don't pay it, he's going to get into trouble with the Roman authorities. If he says yes, pay it, he's going to offend the crowds. And so in verse 15, Mark tells us Jesus knew their hypocrisy. "Why are you trying to trap me? Show me a coin," he says. And like one of our coins today, there's an image in the centre of the queen and some words around the edge. In those days, the image on the coin would have been that of Caesar, the Roman king, and it would have had his inscription around the edge. And Jesus is saying this coin has got Caesar's image and Caesar's inscription on it. So in some sense, the coin is already his. So yeah, pay your taxes to him. But Jesus goes on in his answer with a hook for the Pharisees. Give to Caesar what belongs to him, but also give to God what belongs to him, belongs to God. The point of the parable of the vineyard was that the religious establishment weren't giving to God what belonged to him. Just as a coin bears the image of the king or queen, so humanity in general bears the image of our Creator. And that's true of all people, but especially it's true of those who are supposed to be the people of God. We are supposed to bear his image, to reflect his character and likeness. But these people here were more interested in their own image and status than in God's image and God's glory. And Jesus knew their hypocrisy. And it's all too easy for us to point towards other sections of the Christian church, but to point to others and say, "Oh, they're so like the Pharisees. They're pretending to be the people of God, but it's also hypocritical." So easy to point to others and say, "Well, there's no reality behind their words." As Jesus says in Mark 6, quoting from Isaiah, "These people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." It's so easy for us to point the finger at others, isn't it? But what about us? How is our integrity before God? Where are our hearts? It's so easy to come along to church and sing the songs and listen to the sermon, listen to the daily Bible reading. All of that is good things to do. But where are our hearts? There's a wonderful line in that old hymn, "Be thou my vision, thou and thou only, first in my heart." Lord God, may that be true of us. May that be true of me. Father, we thank you for the wisdom and the insight here of Jesus. We thank you for his ability to see through hypocrisy. Lord, we may be able to fool others, but we can never fool you. And Father, help us to give you what is yours, the glory and the honour and the praise. Lord, as those who bear your image, we owe you our very selves. Lord, this morning we bow before you and give you all that is yours. Amen.